Gates. Indeed, I think I stated it accurately. If you want to start talking about what I think, but my function is to ask you questions. Your function is to give me answers to my questions. Neither of our functions are to debate the other at this point. Exhibit 353 starts with an email dated December 1, 1996, from Mr. Ballmer to you. Correct?
There's only one email in here, which is the one from Steve, which has two emails enclosed in it.
Well, what is enclosed here are two additional emails. Correct, sir?
They're part of Steve's email.
That is, Steve, and by Steve you mean Mr. Ballmer, correct?
Yes.
Is sending around with his email two earlier emails, correct?
They're part of his email.
Well, when you say they're part of his email, he didn't write them, did he, sir?
No, but they're part of his email.
That is, he is sending them around. That's what I said. Said three times. He's sending them around with his email. He wrote something, and in addition to what he wrote, he's sending around what two other people wrote earlier. Correct, sir?
It's part of his communication. It's not separate.
No, I don't know what you mean by part or separate, and neither one of those were in my question, Mr. Gates. My question is, Mr. Ballmer wrote an email that he sent around, and with that email, he sent around two earlier emails. That's clearly what's going on here, right, sir?
He only sent one thing.
All right, sir. The first line on Exhibit 353 says Leslie Halverson, LCA, correct? Mr. Gates?
Yes.
Okay. The next line says from Steve Ballmer. The next line says sent Sunday, December 1, 1996, 9:25 p.m. to Bill Gates, Amer Nehru. Correct?
Did you say 9:25?
Well, on 353, it looks like 9:26.
Right. And you said 9:25.
Okay, then I misspoke. With that amendment, it is correct, though, correct?
That's right.
Okay. And it then goes down 6 more lines. And then there is a line that says original message, correct?
Right.
And that says from Bill Gates, correct?
That's right.
And it says you sent it Sunday, December 1, 1996 at 9:24 p.m., correct?
That's right.
And then it goes down 10 lines. And then there is another line that says original message, correct, sir?
That's right.
And that says it's from Mr. Nehru, correct?
That's right.
And it says it was sent on Wednesday, November 27th, 1996, at 11:54 a.m. Correct, sir?
Right.
Now, the portion that follows your line that says, I don't think this analysis needed to be sent to so many people, that's the last line before the line that says original message from Mr. Nehru, correct?
That's right.
Everything after your line saying, I don't think this analysis needed to be sent to so many people, has been blocked out on Exhibit 380, correct? And replaced with a stamp that says privileged material redacted.
Do I still have 380?
Unless you've eaten it.
Okay.
one that we just marked a few minutes ago. Okay. In any event, your counsel has in front of him. Your counsel has in front of him another copy. Of
yes.
It. We'll use that copy.
Yeah, it looks like they're the same, except that they've deleted the part of my message where I enclosed the information from Amar.
Now, when you say you enclosed the information from Amar, you mean where you enclosed Mr. Amar's email.
As part of my email. That's
in
right.
Word for word.
Yes, it appears to be his email, word for word.
Okay, that's all I was trying to make sure the record was clear. November 27, 1996, Nehru email that you sent around is headed Netscape Revenues. Correct, sir? And it is a discussion of an analysis of Netscape Revenues.
I didn't send it around. Amar sent it around. I enclosed it.
I thought we just established that you would then send it around.
I enclosed it, yes.
And when you say you enclosed it, that means that it's enclosed with what you have written so that it goes around to everybody that your email is directed to, correct?
Well, Amar had already sent it to quite a large superset of the people I copied on my email. So he sent it to them.
He sent it to them, and then you sent it to everybody that is on the addressee or copyee list of your email, correct?
I enclosed it to those people who'd already all gotten it from Amar.
And by enclosing it, it means you sent it around.
That's not the word I would use, but it was enclosed in the email I sent to those people who'd already received it directly from Amar.
So that when people got your email, all I'm trying to do is, and I don't think this is obscure. All I'm trying to do is establish that when you sent your email to the five people that you sent it to, with your email, they got Mr. Nehru's email.
Which they had already gotten.
And they got it again.
As an enclosure, yes.
As an enclosure to your email.
Right.
Okay. And that email from Mr. Nehru, that you enclosed with your email, is a discussion of Netscape's revenues. Correct, sir?
That's the subject line of his email.
Not only is it the subject line, that's what the substance of the email is.
You want me to look at it?
If you need to answer the question.
Yeah, it appears to be a discussion of Netscape's revenue, or what he was able to find out about it at a 70% confidence.
And the first line of your memo that you send to the five people indicated here, including Mr. Moritz and Mr. Ballmer, is what kind of data do we have on how much software companies pay Netscape, correct, sir?
About, yes.
And did they furnish you with that information?
I don't think so.
You say in the next line, in particular, I am curious about their deals with Corel, Lotus, and Intuit. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to say yes or no for
yes.
Did you ever receive information about what revenues Netscape was getting from any of those companies?
I'm quite sure I didn't.
Netscape was getting revenues from Intuit. You knew that. In December of 1996, correct, sir?
I still don't know that.
You still don't know that? You tried to find that out in December of 1996, correct?
I did not myself try and find that out.
We tried to find it out by raising it with people who work for Microsoft, didn't you? That's what this message is.
It says, I'm curious about it.
Well, the first line says, what kind of data do we have about how much software companies pay Netscape? In particular, I'm curious about their deals with Corel, Lotus, and Intuit. That's what you wrote to Mr. Nehru, Mr. Silverberg, Mr. Chase, Mr. Ballmer, and Mr. Moritz. Correct, sir?
Right, because Amar's mail didn't seem to have any data about that.
And is it your testimony that you never got any data about that?
That's right. I don't remember getting any data. I'm quite sure that I didn't.
Did you follow up to try to get an answer to those questions?
No.
After December of 1996, Microsoft entered into an agreement with Intuit that would limit how much money Intuit paid Netscape. Correct, sir?
I'm not aware of that.
Are you aware of an agreement that Intuit entered into with Microsoft?
I know there was some kind of an agreement. I wasn't part of negotiating it, nor do I know what was in it.
Do you know anything that was in the Intuit agreement?
I'm quite sure that Intuit had a plan to use our componentized browser, and I think in the agreement they agreed to make that their default browser.
Do you know anything else about the Intuit agreement?
Well, Mr. Houck, when he...
Do you know anything else about the Intuit agreement?
I was going to answer.
Well, okay. I just want to be clear that what I'm asking about has nothing to do with what Mr. Houck knows or even what Mr. Houck suggested. It's what you know as you sit here now. Now, if Mr. Houck refreshed your recollection about it, that's fine. But
well, let me just say the sentence and then
okay.
We'll see what you say.
Okay.
Mr. Houck showed me an email which appeared to be written by Will Poole talking about his discussions with Intuit. And I could tell you what I remember from that email that Mr. Houck showed me.
No, because that's in the record already. What I need to know is whether, based on anything that Mr. Houck did or that I did, I think actually I may have showed you the email you're talking about, but whether it was Mr. Houck or me, based on whatever happened before, do you now have a recollection of the Intuit agreement other than about the default browser?
I'm confused.
Okay. Let me distinguish between two things. I'm not asking you to try to remember the email that you were shown before. What I'm asking is whether, as you sit here now, you have a memory or recollection of the Intuit deal other than it made, i.e., the default browser.
No.
All right. Now let me go back to where I was before we entered into our discussion of Mr. Nehru's. Email. Other than the email that you sent on December 1, 1996, do you recall any other instances in which you were personally asking for data about Netscape?
I think I was in a meeting, a normal review type meeting where some data on Netscape was presented by Amar, and it's likely that I asked at least one question during the meeting.
Any other instances?
I think there was email about a specific deal that Netscape did with Citicorp in the last couple months, where I was curious about how much Citicorp had paid. Get out of the mail, just included that information.
Any other instance in which you personally asked for information concerning Netscape's revenues, headcount, business plans, or dependencies?
I remember once saying to Brad Silverberg, how many developers does Netscape have? And being curious about that.
Any other instances?
I think when we did geographic reviews one time, I asked someone if Netscape had an office in their country. I think once when I was in Japan, this is another instance, I asked what the browser usage share was in Japan, in particular what Netscape's usage share was.
Have you completed your answer?
Yes.
Have you now given me all of the instances that you can recall in which you have personally asked for information concerning Netscape's revenues or headcount or dependencies?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you to look at a document that we will mark as Exhibit 381. The third item on the first page is an email from Paul Moritz to you, dated January 16, 1996. It is to you and a number of other people, but you're the first name there. Do you see that?
Yes.
Did you receive this email in January 1996?
I don't remember receiving it, but I have no reason to doubt that I did.
The second sentence of Mr. Moritz's email to you says, quote, "We need to look carefully at any significant opportunity to gain share versus Netscape." You see that?
That's part of the sentence that I see.
The rest of the sentence says, "And think carefully before AOL goes off and partners with Netscape." You see that?
Yes.
That's the rest of the sentence.
Right.
Even though you don't recall receiving this particular email, do you recall Mr. Moritz telling you in or about January of 1996 that he believed that Microsoft had to look carefully at any significant opportunity to gain share versus Netscape?
No.
Do you recall Mr. Moritz telling you in or about January of 1996 that there was a possibility that AOL was going to go off and partner with Netscape?
I don't know the time frame, but I know there was, there came a time where AOL was considering whether to keep doing their own browser technology or work with someone else on that.
And is that your understanding of what Mr. Moritz was referring to when he talks about AOL going off and partnering with Netscape?
Well, it appears to be a mail about... Let me take a look at it. It appears to be a mail about OEMs prominently featuring the AOL client in such a strong way that anything we would do for AOL in that regard would be of no impact, and therefore that maybe we should work with AOL and on the browser.
Could I have that answer read back, please?
It appears to be a mail about, let me take a look at it. It appears to be a mail about OEMs prominently featuring the AOL client in such a strong way that anything we would do for AOL in that regard would be of no impact, and therefore that maybe we should work with AOL in the browser.
Could you read my question back, please?
And is that your understanding of what Mr. Moritz was referring to when he talks about AOL going off and partnering with Netscape?
Well, having read the mail, my best guess is he is talking about the browser. But it's just a guess reading the email.
Well, when you say that your best guess that he's talking about the browser, you mean in his email that this is about a browser?
About working with AOL on browsing technology.
Would you have any doubt that this is related to browsers, sir?
Oh, it's certainly part of what it's about.
When Mr. Moritz says we need to look carefully at any significant opportunity to gain share versus Netscape, he's talking about browser share, is he not there?
Almost certainly.
Okay. And then, as you have previously pointed out, part of the same sentence is that he says that it's important to think carefully before AOL goes off and partners with Netscape. Do you see that?
I see it.
And when he's talking about going off and partnering with Netscape, he's talking about AOL partnering with Netscape relating to browsers, correct?
As I said, I'm not certain what he means, but from reading the email, certainly browsers is part of what he's talking about, it appears.
And in response to this issue, did Microsoft go off and partner with AOL with respect to browsers?
In response to what?
In response to the thing that Mr. Moritz writes to you in January of 1996, that he wants to look carefully at any significant opportunity to gain share versus Netscape, and AOL is thinking about going off and partnering with Netscape.
Objection. The reason we did enter into some partnership activities with AOL in order to let them take advantage of some of the innovations we'd done in browsers and get broader exposure of the work that we'd done there.
Did you enter into partnership relationships with AOL concerning browsers?
We entered into a partnership, a primary element of which was working together to make the Windows browsing technology meet AOL's needs?
And was one of the reasons that you did that to try to gain share versus Netscape?
Our goal was certainly to improve the exposure of our innovation and therefore the usage share of IE.
Now, when Mr. Moritz writes to you, he's not writing about gaining exposure for your innovations. He's writing about gaining share versus Netscape, correct, sir?
Are we back to focusing on this piece of email here?
I don't know what you mean by back to, but in January of 1996, Mr. Moritz writes to you about pursuing any significant opportunity, quote, to gain share versus Netscape. You see that, sir? And you said you didn't have any doubt that you'd receive this. Correct.
I had no reason to doubt that I'd received it.
Do you doubt that you received this?
No.
Okay. So you accept you received this email.
I said I had no reason to doubt that I received it.
And you also said you don't doubt it.
I don't know for sure that I received it because I don't remember specifically receiving it.
Let me put it this way. As you sit here now, you believe you received it, don't you, Mr. Gates?
I believe it's more likely than not that I received this email.
As you described it previously in the deposition, can you give me any probability greater than that?
I think it's very likely.
Okay. Now, in this email that it is very likely that you received in January of 1996, Mr. Moritz writes you that you need to look carefully at any significant opportunity to gain share versus Netscape, and you need to think carefully before AOL goes off and partners with Netscape. Was the desire to gain share versus Netscape part of what led Microsoft to itself partner with AOL with respect to browsers?
Our goal was to raise the usage share of our Internet Explorer technologies in Windows, and that's the reason we did the agreement with AOL.
Now, when you refer to gaining things in Windows, the documents that talk about browser share don't talk about gaining share for Windows, do they, sir?
They talk about gaining share for the IE part of Windows.
Well, they don't even talk about gaining share for the IE part of Windows. Have you seen any documents that talk about gaining share for the IE part of Windows?
Well, certainly, if you're talking about email within Microsoft, we all know that IE is a part of Windows, and so we don't bother for any feature that we're studying the usage of to restate, and that feature is a part of Windows. We simply refer to the feature.
IE is distributed other than as part of Windows, is it not, sir? It's distributed separately.
It's a different thing we do, which is we create an IE for Macintosh that shares some of the same code as the IE capabilities that are in Windows.
Would you read back the question, please?
IE is distributed other than as part of Windows, is it not, sir? It's distributed separately.
Can you answer that question, sir?
We take a subset of the IE technologies that are in Windows and create something independent, which is the IE for Macintosh, although there's a lot of unique code that's written for that work. And we also create it for Unix as well.
When you look at your browser share, do you include in your browser share the usage of IE browsers that are used on Macintosh?
Sometimes yes and sometimes no. You can add those numbers together, and sometimes we do that. You can track the numbers separately, and we've certainly done that as well.
When you talk about your IE browser share, without further elaboration, is that including your IE usage on Macintosh or not?
It's highly ambiguous.
When you receive discussions of Microsoft's browser share without further elaboration, how do you understand those references? Do you understand those references to include your usage on Macintosh or not to include IE's Macintosh usage?
I'd have to look at the reference. If they say Windows, then they don't include Macintosh. If they just say it without mentioning Windows, it's not clear whether they're including the Macintosh usage or not.
Have you ever asked someone who wrote you just talking about browser share whether they were talking about browser share including Macintosh or not?
Yes, I believe I have.
Who did you ask that of?
I'm sure I sent mail and probably included Brad Chase as one of the people I would have am responding to something like that included.
What was the response?
I'm sure they clarified which numbers referred to the IE usage from within Windows 95 and which referred to the IE offering we make on the Macintosh.
And with respect to Exhibit 381, the January 1996 message from Mr. Moritz to you, where he's talking about gaining share versus Netscape, does that include usage share on Macintosh or not?
It's not clear at all.
Do you have any understanding as to what he meant by that?
Whether he included the Macintosh share or not? Is that the question?
Yes.
No, I don't know.
When IE share is discussed within Microsoft, that share is discussed as a share of browsers, is it not, sir? Those are the words that are used. Whatever they may mean, whatever you may say they mean, that's the words that are used. Is that correct?
We have data about the usage levels of various browsers. And we look at those.
Could I have the question right back, please?
When IE share is discussed within Microsoft, that share is discussed as a share of browsers, is it not, sir? Those are the words that are used, whatever they may mean, whatever you say they may mean, that's the words that are used, is that correct, sir?
I've never heard anyone say it's discussed as a share of browsers. What the heck would that mean?
If your answer is that you have never heard of that, that's your answer, Mr. Gates.
I don't mean as a share of browsers. I've certainly never heard anybody use the phrase as a share of browsers. I don't know what it would mean.
So it is your testimony, as you sit here under oath, that if somebody had asked you that question or said something like that within the course of your business, you just wouldn't have any idea what it meant. That's your testimony.
I would certainly seek clarification of what they were trying to say. I'd have an idea that they were referring to something to do with the internet, something to do with browsers. So I'd certainly have some idea, but I'd seek clarification before I could communicate effectively with them.
Have you ever sought such clarification from anyone?
I told you I'd never heard that term used in my recollection.
Well, when you said in the exhibit that we were talking about that browser share was a very, very important goal, do you remember that document?
Which exhibit are you referring to? Is there a number?
I'm sure we can find a number, but since I know you have very good memory about these exhibits, since you remembered Exhibit 353 from several days ago, do you remember the document we were talking about this morning?
I remember many documents that we were talking about this morning.
Do you remember a particular document in which you were writing that browser share is a very, very important goal for Microsoft?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if I can get you to look at Exhibit 358.
There it is.
Now, when you personally were talking about winning internet browser share, Mr. Gates, what were you talking about there?
I'm not sure. If I had to guess, I'd say this email appears to be in the context of Windows.
So what you're saying is that in this context, you were including only usage share on Windows. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's interesting because I say here, I would like to understand what we need to convince OEMs to focus on a browser. Is our problem proving our technology and its capabilities? Is our problem that they are getting bounty fees by having internet service providers pay them a sum or a royalty on the business they get? Is a 3-1 browser a key issue for them? So, except for that sentence, I would have thought it was mainly Windows 95 share of browser usage. But, of course, when I say is a 3-1 browser a key issue for them, I'm talking about something else.
So is your testimony, you're just, as you see here now, confused as to what you were talking about?
No, I think it's likely I was referring to usage on Windows 95, but that one sentence throws me off.
Prior to the time that Windows 98, not Windows 95, Windows 98, came out, what was it called internally within Microsoft?
Most commonly, it was called Memphis.
Was there also a period of time where it was referred to as Win97?
It's possible. It's also possible it would have been called Win96 at some point. But the primary term, the one I remember being used, was Memphis.
Now, when you talked about in January of 1996 winning internet browser share being a very, very important goal for us, are you saying that this was limited to Windows 95 and perhaps earlier Windows operating systems, that it did not include Memphis or Windows 98?
Now you're trying to get me to indicate whether I was talking about future products in this mail?
Well, what you talk about is winning internet browser share. And as I understood what you said was that you thought that you were probably talking about share of usage on Windows 95. Did I understand you correctly?
Well, I think you're making a good point that the future products, the innovations we were doing in the IE thing, depending on the time frame you look at, are key. And I don't think I'm referring to future products here. Do you think I am?
I don't have a view on that, Mr. Gates.
Okay.
I'm not entitled to at this stage. Let me approach it a little more generally. In a number of questions, I've asked you about whether Microsoft wanted to gain browser share. And you have said, well, we want to have a more exposure for our innovations. Are you aware of any effort within Microsoft for purposes of this litigation to sort of change the way you and others use terms?
No.
None at all, sir?
Changing the way I use terms? No.
How about changing the way others in Microsoft use terms?
I'm not aware of that, no.
Are you aware of any discussions within Microsoft about changing the way terms are used in order to advance your interests in the litigation?
No.
In your answers, you refer often to browser technologies or browsing technologies as opposed to answering a question simply about browsers. Is that related at all to avoid using a term that you think connotes a separate product?
It's all done with the goal of making sure you're not confused about what I'm referring to.
Well, is it part of the goal to try to advance a particular point of view in this litigation? Is that part of why you don't want to use in this deposition words like browser that are throughout the documents of the Microsoft Corporation?
I'm glad to use the term browser, and I've used the term many times in this deposition and many other cases.
And when you use the term browser, you know what it means, do you not, sir?
When I use terms in general, I do it in a context where it's clear what they mean. In the case of browser, as we've discussed, sometimes it might include what we're doing on Macintosh, sometimes it might include one version of Windows, sometimes it might include other people's products that provide those capabilities. So just isolated by itself, are you saying, is the word browser, without any context, mean something that's evident to me? No. But in a specific context, I freely use the word without any difficulty.
And for example, in writing to your top officers in January of 1996, you could talk about winning internet browser share and believe that you were being understood. Correct, sir?
Are you referring to an email to a single person, to Joachim Kempen?
The one that I have in front of me is addressed to Mr. Kempen with copies to Mr. Silverberg, Mr. Chase, Mr. Ludwig, Mr. Balmer, and a number of other people.
Yeah, but I think in terms of understanding the context of the message, the fact that it's directed to Joachim Kempen and talks about OEMs helps establish what I probably meant when I talked about browser share here and browsers.
Let me just be clear. When you sent a copy, I don't want to go through all the names here, but two of the people that you sent copies of this to were Mr. Balmer and Mr. Moritz. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. And they were two of the very top officers of Microsoft, correct?
Yes.
Now, let me go back to what I was pursuing before. Is there an effort at all on your part, or insofar as you are aware, on other people's parts, to change the way words are used so as to, from your standpoint, clarify
what is meant for purposes of this litigation.
I've told you I'm not aware of an effort to change the use of terminology related to the purposes of this litigation.
Let me ask you to look at a document that has been marked as Government Exhibit 393. The first email here, and there's an email from you later on, but the first email here is a email to you and others dated February 15, 1998, is that correct?
To me?
Yes.
Yes.
And the subject is Ray Browser in the OS. Do you see that? The subject of the February 15, 1998 email to you?
Yes.
And is it fair to say that that email is a response to an email from you dated February 14th, 1998 at 10:42 a.m.?
It appears to be.
And the subject of your email was, quote, Browser in the OS? Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, the next to last paragraph on the first page of the memo to you, and this memo goes to you and to a large number of other people. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, I just wasn't listening carefully.
Sure. The February 15th, 1998 memo that is addressed to you also goes to four other addressees and a large number of additional copies, correct?
13, yes.
And this includes, together with yourself, the top executives of the company.
Not all the top executives, no.
Well, it includes Mr. Ballmer.
And includes some of the top executives.
And it includes Mr. Moritz. Correct?
Yes.
And it includes yourself, correct?
Yes, and the two line.
It says in the next to last paragraph, saying, quote, put the browser in the OS, close quote, is already a statement that is prejudicial to us.
Now, where are you looking? I thought you said the next to last paragraph.
The next to last paragraph on the first page.
Oh, okay.
It says, and this is a quotation from the memo to you and the others, saying, quote, put the browser in the OS, quote, is already a statement that is prejudicial to us. The name, quote, browser, close quote, suggests a separate thing. Do you remember being told that in or about February of 1998?
No.
Do you remember receiving this email?
I don't remember receiving it. I have no reason to doubt that it was a piece of email that was sent.
Does this in any way refresh your recollection that within Microsoft there were discussions as to what words should or should not be used?
I don't know what you mean, refresh my recollection.
That is, having seen this, does this make you remember something that you didn't remember before?
No.
In the last 3 years, are you aware of any documents that have been destroyed or disposed of that relate to the issue of Microsoft's conduct with respect to competitors or agreements that Microsoft has entered into with customers or others that restrict the ability of those customers or others to deal with competitors of Microsoft? Microsoft has a public relations firm, correct? Maybe more than one.
Yes.
Does it have a main public relations firm?
Yes.
What is that firm?
Wagner Edstrom is the name they go by, I think.
Are you aware of any document destruction by or involving Wagner Edstrom in the last 3 years?
No.
Are you aware of any destruction or disposal of documents relating to DR-DOS?
It's possible somebody once upon a time sent an email message to somebody else that DR-DOS was part of the subject of that email, and then the person deleted that message.
When you say it's possible that someone did that, were you involved in that, Mr. Gates?
Yeah, I doubt that every email message I ever received that had the word DR-DOS in them that I chose to preserve forever after.
Well, you said it's possible that once upon a time somebody sent an email, part of the subject of which was DR-DOS, and then this someone, unidentified, deleted the email. Was that you, sir? Was this someone that you're referring to you?
I think it's true in general that not every message that everyone here ever received about DR-DOS would have necessarily been preserved by them, because most people here delete most of the email they receive every day. In terms of me in particular, it's possible that sometime in history, I'd say it's even likely, I received a message about DR-DOS that I didn't choose to keep. I don't keep most email I receive.
Is there a message relating to DR-DOS that not only did you choose to delete, but did you ask somebody else to delete?
No.
Is there any message relating to DR-DOS that you recall deleting?
Well, since I delete 98% of my emails, I think it's likely that once there was a message about DR-DOS that I delete, but I don't recall any specific message.
That's what I'm asking. I'm not asking what was likely. I'm asking whether there's any message in whole or in part relating to DR-DOS that, as you sit here now under oath, you can tell me that you remember deleting or causing to be deleted.
No.
When was the last time you think it is likely that you deleted a message relating to DR-DOS?
I don't think I've gotten a message that related to DR-DOS in the last 5 years.
Have you deleted messages
not only that you have received with respect to DR-DOS, but also messages that you have sent.
I don't preserve messages that I send, so there's no...
You never preserve messages that you send?
I don't preserve them. This is the extremely rare case, which I've done almost never, where you copy yourself on the email.
And you don't either copy yourself or copy some file or something like that?
No.
Okay. And I just want to be sure I have your testimony. Your testimony is that you have never asked anybody to delete a message that you have sent them relating to DR-DOS.
That's right.
And that although you believe that you have related, you have deleted messages related to DR-DOS that you have received, you can't remember actually having done that. You don't remember any specific message or type of message. Is that correct?
That's right.
When was the last time that you deleted email messages concerning Netscape?
I'm not sure.
Approximately.
There was a press article about Netscape that I got a message on recently that I deleted.
How recently?
In the last few months.
Who was the message from?
I think the New York Times Syndicate.
Other than that instance, can you recall any instance in which you deleted email messages relating to Netscape in the last year?
No.
Do you believe that there have been such instances, or there have not been such instances, or you simply don't know?
Are you including the attorney-client privileged email?
I will for purposes of this question, yes.
I don't think I've deleted, other than press articles, email messages related to Netscape during the last year.
Okay. Are you aware of anyone else within Microsoft who has deleted email messages relating to Netscape in the last year?
No.
Have you ever had any discussions with anyone concerning whether or not any email messages relating in any way to Netscape have been deleted in the last year?
No.
Did Microsoft, insofar as you are aware, make an effort to go back and research its emails in order to find particular emails that might be useful to it in this litigation.
I'm not aware of what might or might not have been done in that connection.
Okay.
I know people have come in and looked at my email, and whether that's just for requests from the governments or also things that they're looking for, I'm not sure.